Good morning, Northern Michigan. Welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We always start the program with somebody from Kirtland Community College. Today, Heather Appold is joining us on the phone. She's the foundation director. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm good, JC. How are you today?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. Usually you're here. Yep. I'd like to see your smiling, beautiful face, but the roads are a little dicey in spots, so thanks for getting on the phone with us. What's the latest with the foundation?
Yeah, we got all kinds of exciting things happening. I'm a little bummed that Mother Nature had this plan for us today with some snow. We were going to have a donor there for a new scholarship, but we'll table that till we're in there next month, and you can hear all about that. So that's really cool. I'm excited to hear about new scholarships.
Yeah.
And then a couple other cool things going on is for our winter semester. Last time I was there, we talked to a student and some of the awards we'd given out. In the meantime, since then, we have 5 more scholarships we gave out to. That's called the Gene Haas Scholarship, and it's specific for machine certificate students at our Gaylor campus at MTech. So 5 students got $1,200 for that. So that's a really exciting thing, and some moving stories from them saying, you know, how much that impact will help them, you know, keep their career going and work towards their certificate.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the thank yous they say are just so heartfelt. I wish I could just read every single letter to every donor so they know what the impact they're making. But there's not enough time in the world for that. But it's just amazing, and people truly are thankful for the help they get for their education.
Well, you can always scan them and email them.
We do that. Yes, we actually do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the other exciting thing we have going on every month, we have our Path to Success program, and that's our 7th through 12th grade students come in once a month and kind of learn about the college, about different things in our community. They have some, you know, personal growth trainings. So tomorrow's the February one, and they're going to do some community service projects, to give back to the community.
Awesome.
Talk with some professionals at the college, and then they're going to learn about some STEM camps around campus and the community for this summer, too. So that's our way of, you know, growing our youth in hopes that they'll, you know, go into higher education afterwards, after school and graduation. So really lots of exciting different avenues, and we're always looking to talk to potential donors or students if they have questions about getting help for college. The foundation's a great place to start.
So it's okay for people to reach out to students to reach out to the foundation as opposed to advisors to see what scholarships may be available in their field of study?
They can, actually, yes. You know, we have a great student advisors at the college, but
you
a lot
bet.
Of times before, you know, they get a little, sometimes it can be intimidating and a lot of information at once, and if it's specific to getting some funding support, I'm more than happy to talk to students directly or their families, you know, and say, this is what we have. You know, you do have to go through student advisors, but, yeah, we have lots available to help them, and we're happy to talk.
Yeah, that you can give them an overview of what fields of study has the most scholarships or, you know, what might be a little easier to get.
Right. And what's kind of unique about some of these scholarships, a lot of them, or I should say most of them, are pretty broad.
Right.
And lots of people apply and, you know, qualify.
Uh-huh.
But we do have some very specific ones where you have to be from a specific town or a specific county.
Right.
And that's great. But, you know, that was the donor's wishes. And those sometimes don't get used because...
Right.
Nobody from that county. So those are the things I wish, you know, people would reach out. Like, oh, I'm from small little Lupton or something like that.
Right.
We have actually 2 specific to that town alone. So,
really?
Those are the conversations I would like to have with people and, you know, just, you know, open the door for helping them to get their education.
Listen up, Lupton residents. 2 scholarships available. So take a look into that and get a hold of Heather. Heather, what's the best way people can do that?
Go to the website, the easiest way, and look up my phone number or email. Yeah.
But you mean the website, kirtland.edu?
Yes. Yeah, that's the easiest one.
Yeah.
I knew you'd plug it for me.
No. Yeah, and there is a tab for the foundation, so that's the best way to get a hold of Heather. Heather, thank you so much for providing all the scholarship activity and helping so many students, not just young, across a wide age range, of people getting back into their education and in improving their lives.
Yes, it's my pleasure, and I look forward to talking to many people.
Okay, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Michael Bakovoy is in the studio with us. Mike, tell us a little bit about the Winterfest happening. Is this weekend? Next weekend.
It's next weekend. Yeah. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We station out of Ramada by Wyndham.
Uh-huh.
And then we partnership finally with Camp Grayling. And that's where a lot of fishing will be going on.
So, but this is not open to the public.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you have to be an invited guest.
Okay. Can people still reach out to you to get invited?
Yes, they can.
How do they do that, Mike?
The easiest way for them to do that would be to get on and email me at BIGBOK 56.
Folks,
at
if you saw
gmail.com.
Mike, you know why it's BIG. Big BOK 56 at gmail.com. Now, this is open to veterans, correct?
Also, yes. Yeah. And their grandsons or granddaughters or great grandsons and daughters.
Okay.
Because we are a full partnership.
So if you have a relative that has been in the service, then you're available to come and be part of Winterfest.
Exactly.
Now, is it just a fishing contest, or is there more things involved?
Well, it's really basically our own tip-up town.
Okay.
Okay, we started out in 1943, and it was created at Oldsmobile, where the original Oldsmobile was made.
Okay.
Some people might not even remember Oldsmobile. But it goes back quite a ways. I actually am from Fisher Body.
Okay.
And some people might know that or not.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I worked my way through. I got invited in 83, so I'm on my 40th year. So
is this open to UAW alumni?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So not only just veterans and military, but auto workers as well.
Auto workers,
okay.
Yeah. And how
we have a ton of retirees from the UAW up here.
Well, and I'm one of them now. I finally became a Northerner for life, and it's awesome.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
But this is our 13th year, and I brought it up here when I was president, and I'm glad I did. What a community. I gave Jerry a button. This was the original one from 2010. It's a little bit rusty. It was pretty nasty that day.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
The first one we had about 400 people at.
Did you have it last year, or did it get squashed by COVID?
We had it last year. We only had one year that we didn't run it, and that was the first year of COVID.
Right. So how many people do you usually have now, since it's been rolling for 20-odd years, 30-odd years?
At the top that we had 900.
Wow.
And now we're lucky if we get 400, 450. And, you know, in the times, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, so there's a lot of veterans that listen to this program. How the best way to reach you to get more information and register is, again, the email bigbok56@gmail.com.
Or stop by the Ramada. That's our home base.
Okay.
Anytime Friday night.
Next Friday night.
And just look for a board member, and they'll be able to help you or answer any questions. If you just want to know more about the club, what we do, we're really happy to be here in the community and using Camp Grayling, and thanks to Jennifer Caverson and Jeremy Mead.
Yeah, I talked to Jenny about this. It sounds like a great event. Michael Bakovoy, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus.
Well, thanks for having us up here, and thank you, community, for all you do for us.
Well, thank you for all the vets that are part of this for their service. Sounds like a lot of fun for them.
Have a good weekend.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli here in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne is live in studio with Amy Barber, and Amy is here to talk about the Weaver family tragedy. A lot of people know about this now, Amy. It has been a focus of a lot of fundraisers, a lot of attention. I don't know how many people know that the Weaver family originated out of Grayling.
Correct.
So talk a little bit about the fundraiser you've got coming up.
So tomorrow at the Legion from 12 to 6, we have a taco bar and a silent auction. Everything goes to the Weaver kids.
Yeah, it's so sweet. I saw the flyer that you put out on this, and I knew we wanted to reach out and have you on Northern Focus. This is open to the public. We encourage the public to stop by, have a taco, bid on some silent auction items, maybe have a beer, because I know a portion of the proceeds are all going to Weavers.
100% of it goes to the Weaver
Wow.
family.
Wow. Okay, so that's, you know, we all know how much fun the Legion can be.
Absolutely.
So it's a great way to celebrate the lives of the Weaver family and commune with all the folks here in Grayling.
We will have silent auction items every hour, so it's
you
don't have to hang out all day. You can come have your taco, have a drink, and bid on something and take it home with you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We hope to have so many people we don't have enough room.
I think there's a really good chance that happens, but that's okay. You know, it's a big place. If they spill out into the bowling alley, well, that's okay too.
It is.
Yep. Or even come and bowl a little bit, have a taco, and make it a little bit longer day.
Yeah.
So there's no registration, there's no admission, there's no charge to get into the Legion.
Correct.
It's just about participating and generating some funds for the kids who have been left without their parents. And
correct.
It's just one of the worst tragedies. It reminded me a little bit of the Grayling golf team.
Correct.
When we first moved here. So, Amy, do you have this on Facebook? Or
we do have a Facebook event. It's the
Weaver, Legion?
Yeah. It's public, and it's under the Weaver Family Benefit.
Okay.
You'll be able to find it.
But it's pretty simple stuff. Noon to 6 tomorrow at the Legion. Everybody knows where the Legion is.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you have a donation, you can contact one of us. Our phone numbers are, I can give you mine.
Yeah, give me your phone number if you have something that you can add to the silent auction.
It's 989-619-6054.
Right. Okay, Amy Barber, thanks so much. We'll give this out again a few times during our broadcast day today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Amy. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli here in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne is live in studio with Nancy Goodyear, who's with the Crawford County Community Christian Help Center. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry.
So, yeah, Lent's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, what is it, next Wednesday?
It's the 22nd.
22nd, two
yeah,
Wednesdays.
Two Wednesdays,
yeah. And you guys do a fundraiser for the Lenten season. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, this is something new that I kind of discovered this year that we're going to try. As you know, Lent is the 40 days before Easter and the
mm-hmm.
Sundays.
Yep.
And so we've got a fundraiser that has a calendar.
Okay.
And every day you're asked to do something on that calendar by putting coins in a jar.
Oh.
And each week there's a different theme. So, for instance, one of the weeks is all about health. So one day you put coins in for a box of Band-Aids, for vitamins, for a box of tissues, hand sanitizer, toothbrush, and cough drops in your house. So depending on how many of those you have, that's how many coins you put in your jar.
Oh, okay.
And then on every Sunday, it just asks that you pray for something. So you pray for your own health, pray for those who are sick, that kind of
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
So, and then once you fill up your jar of coins after Easter, turn it into cash or check and bring it to the food pantry, and we'd be happy to take it off your hands.
Wow, that's an interesting idea. I haven't heard something like that. So the food pantry right on 72.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the beneficiary of the, because you're supposed to give up stuff for Lent anyways. You're supposed to eat less. A lot of people give up chocolate. Some people give up drinking. Some people try to give up smoking.
Right. It's a time of reflection, actually.
Yes.
You know, you're supposed to reflect on something by doing
And denial.
Exactly.
You're supposed to give it up in service to the Lord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Catholic, and I've always had my struggles with Lent. 40 days, like, wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
it is.
But whatever little things you can do, I mean, so maybe you don't give up anything. You just take some of these dollars and give it to some people that are less fortunate.
Correct. And it makes you think about the stuff that you have that others might not.
Yeah, like the burger that you were going to eat on Friday that you shouldn't be eating on
Right,
Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's sweet, Nancy. Is there anything else you want to touch on?
No, and then we actually, you know, obviously we turn that money into food.
Yep.
I purchase food from the food bank with it. So our numbers have been increasing. We're seeing more and more people at the food pantry.
Yeah.
So we do need more and more support.
Especially now, you know, in the season where we don't really do food trucks now. So,
correct.
Yeah. Very briefly, for people that haven't been to the food pantry, don't know about it, talk about that for a second.
Right. We are open to anyone in Crawford County. We're not based on age or income at all. Anybody who lives in Crawford County is welcome to come. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11 to 3. However, today we are closed due to the weather.
Okay.
So anytime the school's closed, we're closed too. So we are closed today. But otherwise, we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 3.
You have to, if you haven't been to the food bank yet, you have to register.
You just have to come in. Bring your ID.
Yeah.
And we register you at the desk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy Goodyear, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus. Brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, Cupcakes, and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli and Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Mark Vick from the Northern Michigan Center. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well. Made it through the roads this morning and ended up in the ditch. Didn't see anybody in the ditch either.
No, I didn't see any. I didn't see any issues with that.
Yeah.
You guys are having a bridal show next weekend.
Yeah, not this Sunday, the following Sunday,
yep.
February 19th. We are doing the 5th annual Northern Slipper Wedding Expo, co-sponsored by us, the Northern Center in Holton Lake, and the Glass Slipper Bridal Show, Bridal Suite, I should say, in West Branch. So Jessica over there at the Glass Slipper, she takes care of a lot of the bride things.
Sure.
You know, she does wedding planning and the obviously the gowns and all those types of things. So she's kind of the wedding expert, and we got the facility for it. So we teamed up, and this is our 5th one. It's hard to believe that we've been open this long to have a 5th annual wedding expo coming up. So
I know you have a lot of vendors already signed up, so it's not just Jessica and the Glass Slipper. There's a lot of people that do wedding planning, the flowers, the music, the whole thing. So it's a one-stop shop for folks that are planning their weddings.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what Jessica's kind of been our lead on, gaining and getting a bunch of other vendors signed up. So we've got catering, we've got photographers, we've got DJs, we've got bakers and all those types of vendors, you know, the types of things that brides are going to be looking for. So it is a one-stop shop for those brides, especially in our area. There's not a whole lot of wedding expos in the area, so people can come find some local vendors for their local weddings that are going to be here in the mid-central northern Michigan area, here in the Grayling, Holton Lake, West Branch area. So it's a good one-stop shop, and it's a fun time.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of door prizes, and, you know, when a lot of brides get together, or potential brides, there's a lot of energy in the air.
Yeah,
so, and, of course, they're going to bring their moms or their mother-in-laws to be and those kind of folks, or their bridesmaids. So it's a pretty cool thing. Plus, they get to come to the Northern Center, which I know you guys host weddings there.
Yeah, we do weddings there, and Jessica's done a couple weddings with us. So, you know, we do some professional-type things. We have some beautiful weddings there at the Northern Center. We do the outdoor ceremony, indoor receptions for people. We got bar and catering right on site.
Yeah.
So we are a one-stop shop, too, when it comes to people. So it does give us a chance to highlight our facility.
What's the most people that you can host for a wedding there, Mark?
So if we really wanted to do a wedding, we could do a nice one for 450 people.
Wow.
We've got about 7,000 square feet of banquet space.
Wow.
Plus
I did not know that.
A large course, a large basketball court.
You used to hear that a lot. You know, there's just no place to host a wedding over 200 150, people.
150, 200. Yeah, right. And that was the key to our whole business model. It was like, let's go big. If we're going to do it, let's do it big. So, yeah, we can do all those wedding things and obviously other events too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could do all those things leading up to, you know, whether it's bridal showers or baby showers or
rehearsal
birthday
dinner.
Parties, rehearsal dinners, yeah. All those types of things. So, you know, one of the highlights before we run too much out of time of the wedding expo itself is Jessica lines up a bunch of beautiful models and they actually do a live model runway show.
Oh, for the dresses.
For the dresses and that type of thing.
And not just wedding dresses, bridesmaids' dresses as well. Yeah.
So it highlights all that stuff. So what it does, it turns it into a fun day environment. You know, there's a cash bar. It's on a Sunday, so you can call it a Sunday fun day, a girl's day out.
Yep.
Bring all those girlfriends and the bridesmaids and maid of honors and mother-in-laws and come out and have a good time. So it's at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday, February 19th.
Right.
We go to about 3:30, and we got lots of
noon
prize
to 3:30,
packages.
That's okay.
Yep, but we got lots of prize packages. Just give away free food samples, cash bar, fun time. It's a really nice thing, and you know, and on top of it, like I said, you could visit all those vendors, so you can kind of knock out a couple things while you're having a good time.
Well, there's a lot of people that's postponed some weddings because of COVID and everything else, so you're going to have a busy season this year.
Yeah, the last couple summers have been busy because that the whole COVID thing,
yep.
You know, knocked everybody's back, and a lot of people actually went and did a little wedding ceremony, but then they didn't do a big celebration until afterwards. So if there's some, I know there's some brides out there that are looking for that similar type of a thing. Like, hey, you know, we know
you got married, but you didn't really have
the big time celebration.
Right.
So, yeah, come on over. Check us out next Saturday down in Houghton Lake. And me and Jessica over the Glass Slipper, we'll get you lined up. But if you're a business that's looking for a vendor space, you know, we've got spaces still open for vendors, brides. You know, if you pre-register on our website, go to coachvic.net/wedding-expo, and you can pre-register. Brides get in for free. It's $5 at the door.
There you go.
So all that type of information, you can find. We do have a Facebook event with either my webpage or my Facebook page, the Northern Center, or Jessica the Glass Slipper. So if you guys want to try and find us, reach out to the Facebook thing or type in the Northern Slipper Wedding Expo in Houghton Lake and get all the contact information as a vendor or for the brides to pre-register.
That's fantastic, Mark. Thanks for coming in. And I saw that ad, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's celebrate some good things that are happening,
yeah.
And nothing's more fun, nothing's more important than the making, creating a new family.
Yep. And it's good to be back in the studio. You know, it's been a couple years, so
it has.
I got to go see what those sweet treats are you got out there in the.
You'll love that. You know, Peyton has done a couple of weddings with her cupcakes,
well,
so.
Send her down. We'll maybe get some samples down there so you can try some sweet treats and some food from the Fox Den restaurant there at the Northern Center, too, some samples. So
outstanding.
Come on down and join us.
Thank you, Mark Vic.
Thank you so much.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from the aforementioned Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli here in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne live in studio with my good friend, the Big Gator. How many years now have you been doing the Mike Weiland ski tribute race?
13 years, and well, it's Mike Weiland.
Mike Weiland?
Mike Weiland.
Okay, he wasn't my coach, I'm sorry.
Well, it's spelled Weiland.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, 13 years, it's been a great fundraiser for the ski teams. We try and do it every year. Hopefully this year the snow will hang around. We haven't missed a year. We move snow to make it happen. It's a great time. Lots of alumni, barbecue chicken wings.
Big Gator's famous barbecue chicken wings.
Yeah, $30 for adults, $10 for kids 18 and under. There's medals for everybody. So it's just a great opportunity to get out and ski on our local hill and help the ski teams.
Yeah, all the proceeds going to the ski teams, which you've been working a lot with.
Yes. I've been at it for about 20 years with this group of kids. You know, the community backs us. It's a huge following. It's a great party, and you should come out and enjoy the day.
That is, what's the date again?
March 5th, which is the first Sunday in March. It's always the first Sunday in March. I'd like to also thank the Weiland family for giving me the opportunity to do this. They are a huge backer for us, and it helps. It's tremendous. Our ski team is just a great group of people. It's a family, and you know, Takes money to raise a family.
And you got some kids that are really excelling.
Yeah, our girls team is just fantastic.
Yeah.
We've won a couple invitationals. We've got a few boys that are doing great, and they'll be much better next year. We're young. We're losing a couple senior girls this year, but we're just reloading because of this program that we're running.
Yeah, you know, Hanson Hills, one of the great places to learn how to ski as a youngster, and it's great that the support flows to and from the ski teams here in the Grayling Middle School and High School.
Oh, for sure. Our HHRT, which Hanson Hills race team, they give us the hill on Sunday mornings. Asable Family Dental sponsors that. And that is a K through 8th grade thing, which feeds the middle school, which feeds the high school.
Right.
And like I said, it's just a great, great community. The hill is a ski racer's, just a golden chance, because you can get 100 runs a day here in Grayling, where if you go train, let's say, at Boyne Mountain, you might get 15 runs in a race hill.
Right. Again, Dave Burr and the Big Gator Painting is the primary mover and shaker of this. And if you haven't had Big Gator Wings, that's the just reason enough to come on March 5th.
Yeah, really. Come on out. I'll cook them all up, and we'll have a great time. It'll be great to see everybody, and thank you for your continued success.
We will put this recording up and run it a couple more times, and let's get the biggest biggest conglomeration of folks out that we've ever had.
Right on. Go Vikings.
Go Vikings. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Joe Marie Leone from the Artisan Village here in Grayling, the erstwhile what is your producer, director?
I am the producer at the Artisan Village Gallery for all the live entertainment right here in Grayling, Michigan.
Wow, there's a DJ voice if I ever heard one. So you've got something a little different coming up that you haven't tried yet.
Yeah, that's right. We do 4 community theater shows a year, and they're hugely successful. We set up the gallery in a bistro style. You can grab a drink and come and see a live performance on stage. So normally around February, we try to do something about relationships, and this show is absolutely hysterical. It's one-act plays by Robert Anderson called You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Running, and they're relationship plays, but they're not your typical romance. No rom-com here, just calm.
Just people yelling at each other for leaving the toilet seat up.
Something kind of like that, yeah. So it happens tonight at 7 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., and Sunday there's a matinee at 4:30. It's just $20 at the Artisan Village on Michigan Avenue downtown. And if you're looking for something to do besides going out to dinner at one of the great restaurants in Grayling, this is a little added value, and you'll be busting a gut. What's better for a relationship than a few laughs together?
There's no doubt about it. But the really interesting thing is that you are mentoring a number of new directors, which I know you've been extremely excited about.
Yeah, you know, we have the Community Theater Project is open to everybody, and folks come in and dip their toe in the water, sometimes as crew, sometimes as actors, and our group grows all the time. We'd love to invite anybody to come out who wants to be a part of live theater or learn a little bit more about it. And this time around, we have 2 actors who have worked with us for years taking on the role of director. So Mary Bobbenmeyer from Grayling is directing 2 of these one-act plays. And Jess Ruther, who's been with us since way back in the day, around 2008 when Kirtland did Hamlet.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been with us forever. He's a tremendous actor, and he's directing one of these as well. I am producing and just following along with my pooper scooper, trying to keep everything in order. We've been having a blast. So we hope everybody will come out and see what the guys have been up to.
How do they get tickets, Joe?
It's easy to get tickets. You can do it right now. Go to artisanvillage.org, and there is a secure link to PayPal to pay your $20. Or you can buy tickets at the door. However, Friday and Saturday night are selling.
Traditionally they sell out.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had in the past many times people can't get in.
Right. We can't oversell it. The fire marshal says you got to be safe. So Plan to buy your tickets right now if you can at artisanvillage.org. And get ready to grab a drink from Paddle Hard Brewery or Coffee by Steph. Hang out with us and enjoy the show tonight and tomorrow at 7 or Sunday at 4:30.
Can people, like, if I'm in town today, can I stop in and buy tickets physically at the gallery?
Yeah, the gallery is open for business until 4:30 this afternoon. So you could stop by at 219 Michigan Avenue, right next to Paddle Hard.
There you go. So I know you're going to have another success, and as you said, just a very interesting way to bond with your significant other and giggle at some other faux pas in relationships.
Exactly. Hopefully we'll help your own relationship along tonight.
God, I could use it. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is joined live in studio with Chad Patterson, who has been the voice of Grayling Viking Sports for 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. And somehow he has taken that position and weaseled his way into being our new morning show. I don't know how this has happened.
There was a lot of bribery. There was a lot of
chicanery.
There was a lot of finessing of your wife, and we made it work.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. As Cheryl has said many times, when we first met Chad, the first time we ever bought the radio station, and he was emceeing the Asabo River Canoe Marathon, enthralling thousands of people with free T-shirts and wry comments. But as we've gotten to know Chad, essentially from my point of view, we always have very interesting discussions about music.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get in here and do a morning show that's focused around music and popular culture and, of course, a little bit of sports, but really want to focus on the music. And over the last week, I've gotten to know some of the listeners, and they're so well-educated, and they're so loyal, and they're teaching me a lot.
Yeah.
So I would like to share my taste in music with them. I was a teenage metalhead, but I really love indie rock now, and so I can't wait to. I've learned so much about so many bands, Rival Sons and Clutch and Shine.
You're welcome.
And so, absolutely. You alone have educated me on the Tragically Hip, which I will be thanking you forever for.
Yeah. There are I'm in the same boat as you. There are so many bands that I've been turned on to by our listeners and expanded the playlist. I mean, hell, half of the playlist that we have that we work off of on a daily basis was donated by our listeners on big MP3 files and things like that, and we're constantly adding new bands to it. So it has been it's a musical community. Q100 is a musical community.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So on Monday, we start Chatterson's Q100 wake-up call. The name is Chatterson. I was named that by my middle school kids. A lot of them called me that. And it really goes radio chatter, chatterbox. I'm sure that a couple of times you're going to yell in the door and say, shut up and play some music. And
no, I won't be saying that.
Because it'll be 6 a.m.?
No, I know that you are going to be dedicated to music, and we found that out. We've been playing a lot of music in the mornings for the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people like that. So, I mean, you're going to interject some comments and some bits and things like that. There'll still be lots of giveaways, and you no pun intended, cue up the morning for Joe Mama and J-Bo.
Well, that's our wake-up call. We wake them up, we get them out to the bus stop, get them on the joyride, and then they take the joyride to the venue for J-Bo's sound check. And so Joe Mama, J-Bo, myself, we're really happy to be part of that team. And, of course, JC's Free For All Friday, is later today. So we... I think we'll work together as a team and keep on making our loyal listeners happy with the music that we play.
Yeah, we're very happy that you don't have a J in your name.
Yeah, yes. If you need to know my name, I'm the one without the J.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Chatterson's Q100
Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call. So We're extraordinarily excited to have you joining the jock list, and you're going to be manning a team for the Tournament of Rock coming
Absolutely.
Up here in another month
Absolutely.
Or so.
Really
so,
excited about that.
Tune in on Monday morning at 6 a.m. for Chatterson's Q100 wake-up call. And, you know, the text line will be open.
Absolutely.
The phone lines will be open. Get to know Chad. Get to know his completely hilarious sense of humor. I think you're going to find that it's a great way to start the day.
All right, man. I look forward to it. Thanks for the opportunity.
There's the radio signal. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling.